Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Nice start out there this morning. It is a little on the cool side, mid-30s to mid-40s as you're stepping out the door. But this afternoon could be the warmest that we've seen so far this year. I'll show you how long the warm spell lasts.
Today, school leaders in Durham will be making plans about next year's budget. Just ahead, how they're calling on the county to help.
And we have a preview of today's big matchups from the ACC tournament underway in Washington, D.C. Of course, it's the quarterfinals. A lot of people looking forward to that today. Mm-hmm. NC State versus Duke. Other matchups today, and we're following it all here on WRAL News. Thanks for joining us. I'm Chris Lovingood.
And I'm Renee Chu. It's a slam dunk for our weather with the beautiful sunshine and warmer temperatures. We're going to kick it up a notch today this afternoon. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center. We've been enjoying the pretty views.
Gorgeous here in Fayetteville right now, looking over Segra Stadium. You know, it'll be around a month or so before baseball kicks off here in Fayetteville and, of course, in Durham there at the DBAP. Right now, temperatures are in the mid-40s as you're stepping out the door with fairly light wind. We'll take a look at temperatures across the area. It's 47 right now in Fayetteville. 43 Rocky Mount, a chilly 36 in Roxboro. So jackets still feel good out there this morning, but you'll shed them quickly. We'll climb into the mid-70s at lunchtime and into the low 80s for the first time this year this afternoon. Temperatures stay mild into the evening if you have a chance to eat dinner outside or get in some exercise later today. 70s stick around all the way until around 8 o'clock. Let's jump ahead to tomorrow. We've been tracking this front that'll come through Friday for pretty much the entire week. By 2 o'clock in the afternoon, some of our western counties are seeing a narrow band of rain that comes through. It continues to slide eastward up until around 4 o'clock or so. By the evening commute, it is out of here. It'll move fast, and it's a narrow band, so you may see rain for 20 or 30 minutes, and that should be about it. With the cold front coming through during the evening, there could be a sprinkle after dinner time, but for the most part, this is going to be quick and moving on out. Now, there is a level one risk for severe storms closer to Charlotte and western North Carolina, but that does not include our viewing area. We still have a chance of some showers over the weekend, but it's trending drier. I'll show you coming up in just a bit, Michelle.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. Michelle McConaughey in for Brian Schrader this morning. We are following reports of a school bus crash. This is happening on Benson Hardy Road down near Benson, right near 95. Nothing is showing up on my traffic camera or my traffic maps right now. We don't have any pictures, but we are hearing that this is a school bus crash. We are learning how many people are involved in this, if any students were hurt, how many cars were involved. As soon as we get that information, we will bring that to you. Also tracking another crash up in Durham that sent two people to the hospital. Dixon Road is where we are tracking this crash, working to learn more information on the nature of that crash as well. Elsewhere around the triangle, we're also following this crash here. This is U.S. Highway 64 at Gannon Avenue. Hearing that that is a serious crash, working to learn if anybody was hurt in that one. Another crash I'm also following this morning, or I was following, was on Capitol Boulevard. That seems to be cleared now, which is some good news. If you are in Durham, I do have a look up in Durham as well with some drive times. The longest delay you're going to see is 85 from 85 north from Hillsboro. That's going to take you about 5 minutes this morning.
Michelle, thanks. New this morning, a Harnett County man is in jail after a traffic stop led to a fight with a state trooper. This happened at the Circle K on South Main Street in Lullington around 9 last night. Highway Patrol says the man was pulled over for expired tags. But the trooper saw the driver had open containers of alcohol and appeared to be drunk, so he tried to arrest him. That's when witnesses say a fight broke out between the driver and the trooper. The trooper called for backup and was able to eventually restrain the man. The driver was taken into custody. It's not clear what charges he faces.
Today, the Durham Public School Board is taking another step to address their budget concerns. They'll meet with county commissioners to talk about ways to solve their ongoing pay issues with classified staff. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is live in Durham this morning. And Kelsey, the school board, it's asking for county commissioners to come and help out here.
Chris, school board members will meet here at one of the county buildings here in downtown Durham with those county commissioners. This is going to be their first joint meeting since November. Hundreds of employees protested over ongoing pay issues back in January. Today, the school board will talk about their needs for next year's budget. Pay for classified employees is at the top of that list. Exact figures won't be discussed today. DPS is still waiting on a recommendation for a salary schedule model. Board Vice Chair Emily Chavez says there's already a mandated 3% salary increase for classified staff next school year. That increase is coming from the state. The question now is, how much can the county add to that?
I think the conversation is really is obviously critical, and we want to continue to have trust between the board and the county commission, and we also want to see our salaries increase across the county.
Once the school district receives their salary schedule model, then the superintendent will be required to present a new budget. Interim Superintendent Kati Moore is expected to do that on April 11th. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Durham.
Today, the father of the teenager accused of killing five people in a shooting rampage in Raleigh's Headingham neighborhood is facing a court date. Alan Thompson is set to appear before a judge on a misdemeanor charge of failing to store firearms to protect minors. Thompson's son, Austin, who you just saw on screen, is now 16. He faces five counts of murder in the October 2022 shooting spree. Wake County District Attorney Lauren Freeman tells WREL Alan Thompson's case is still on the calendar for today, but he's not required to appear. That hearing was expected to begin at 7:45 this morning.
This morning, we're hearing about concerns from parents of the minors who vanished from Holly Hill Hospital in Raleigh. Five teenagers were reported missing after leaving the hospital without permission over the weekend. Parents say they have not been given updates from the hospital, which says it is working with police to find them. Kristen Chavez Anthony says her 15-year-old son is among those missing. She said a detective told her the group of teens took a staff member's badge and then escaped.
What protocols do you guys have in place is that, like, one person could easily be, I guess, ganged up on by five teenagers? You know, I trusted this place with my child, and if I had known, you know, maybe we wouldn't be in this situation.
WRL also spoke with the mom of a teen who disappeared from Holly Hill 3 years ago. She's calling on the state to review its involuntary commitment process so parents have a greater voice in where their child stays.
I want to show you this on your screen right here. This is the moment Eric Hernandez Mendez walked out of court after he is going to serve a life in prison sentence without the chance for parole. The jury delivered a guilty verdict in the death of Christina Matos, the NC State student who was stabbed to death in 2021. Her mother described the anguish she feels every day because her daughter is gone.
In the evil, you don't have compassion for the only person that can help you. The only person that wants a good future for you. And listen to me, I never pardon you. Never, never.
Matos and Hernandez Mendez were married for 5 days before her murder. He called it a sham marriage to get his green card.
WRL has confirmed the surveillance cameras near the shooting scene where a 5-year-old and a 16-year-old were shot in Durham may be broken. We asked the Durham Housing Authority about the cameras. DHA says it's unable to access any footage from them around the time of the shooting on Tuesday. It is something they're looking into with the third-party vendor who manages the equipment. Meanwhile, the mother of the 5-year-old girl says her daughter is doing well physically, but emotionally, she's too scared to return home from the hospital.
I just want justice for my baby. I want whoever did it to be put away, because I don't want another child to or a parent to suffer like that. My baby was a happy baby. She loves to dance. That's going to mess up like her spirit.
Police say the 16-year-old is expected to recover. Authorities have not confirmed any arrests in this case.
Tonight, prayer vigils will be held for Alicia Watson, Southern Pines. Another vigil is planned for tomorrow at the Montgomery County Courthouse. Watson's body was found in Montgomery County last August, a month after she disappeared. Yesterday, her autopsy was released and her cause of death was undetermined. Watson's body was severely decomposed, so officials had to use dental records and tattoos to help identify her. Her boyfriend, James Dunmore, is charged with her murder.
Tonight, Carytown leaders are expected to vote on a new program that helps people who were forced out of their homes by redevelopment. The town partnered with Dorcas Ministries to create an affordable housing program called Stable Homes Cary. It will cover the cost of relocating people when there is large-scale redevelopment. Chatham Estates Mobile Home Park is one of those neighborhoods affected. 100 families are in danger of being displaced when the mobile home community is sold. Many of those families are expected to show up at today's meeting.
All three Triangle teams will play in the ACC men's basketball tournament's quarterfinals today. Top-seeded UNC tips off with Florida State at noon, and Duke and NC State will be playing each other after NC State advanced again with a win over Syracuse. NC State pulled away in the second half for an 83-65 win over the Orange last night. Their next challenge, though, is a big one as they tip off with the Blue Devils at 7 o'clock tonight. The other quarterfinal matchups have Pitt facing Wake Forest and Boston College playing Virginia. WREL's Casey Hintz is in Washington for the tournament. Coming up in the next half hour, she takes a closer look at today's games.
The American Cancer Society is hosting its second annual Discovery Ball to fight cancer. This year, they are recognizing Elizabeth Alexander at the ball. She was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer in 2022. She's undergone 26 rounds of chemo and multiple surgeries. The American Cancer Society says she is facing her battle with courage, grace, and faith. You can help honor her by attending the ball. It is happening tomorrow night at 6. WREL is a proud community sponsor of the Discovery Ball.
TikTok could become banned in America. Just ahead, new legislation that could make this happen as it moves to the U.S. Senate. This morning, you'll hear from local influencers who rely on the platform for business.
And the secret to better sleep could be more than firmer pillows or softer sheets. Coming up, how the foods you eat fuel the quality of your resting hours. Elizabeth.
And don't rest too much today. Get outside and enjoy it. We'll see highs in the low 80s for the first time this year. I'll show you how many more days we'll see this and why we have much colder air on the way.
Welcome back. It is 8:14 as we take a live look at Wilson. Beautiful sunshine and blue sky and barely a breeze. The whirligigs not even moving this morning. If you loved yesterday's weather, you'll get more of it today with a few more degrees. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner. Oh, what a beautiful view behind you.
And you know, you may be thinking, well, I'll just wait till the weekend to get outside and enjoy Lake Gaston or someplace like this. If you have the opportunity, get out there for it today. Tomorrow around lunchtime, just after lunchtime, we're going to see just a quick wave of rain that rolls through with a little bit more cloud cover. So it may not be as comfortable to get out tomorrow, even though it will remain warm. And then over the weekend, not bad, but just a bit more cloud cover, slightly cooler, but we're still talking about 70s. 47 degrees right now as you're stepping out the door. We climb into the mid 70s at lunchtime and into the low 80s for temperatures this afternoon. Right now it is still 36 in Roxborough. We've been sitting at 36 for the last several hours there, but elsewhere mid to upper 40s as you're headed out the door this morning. So feeling cool but comfortable. 81 in Raleigh, Durham, and in Fayetteville for this afternoon under mostly sunny skies, just some light southwest wind. And today just remains beautiful with lots of sunshine. So let's jump ahead to tomorrow. Tomorrow morning we'll end up with mostly sunny skies, but getting closer to lunchtime, we'll see the clouds thickening up and we'll see this band of rain coming through. It'll be a narrow band. Couldn't rule out an isolated thunderstorm. I wouldn't expect anything severe out of this, but you can see it's really about one county wide as it moves through, and it'll cross the entire viewing area in 2 hours or so. So you'll probably see the rain where you are for 20, 30 minutes max, and then we're done with it. Now, we do have a front that'll come through as we get into the evening, and that may bring an isolated sprinkle or two, but we're not likely to see really any additional measurable rain with that. We do have a level one risk for severe storms back in our southwestern counties. We're looking at that to our west and not part of our viewing area, but definitely worth a mention. A 30% chance of rain for Friday. Again, it's going to move pretty quickly early afternoon. It's out of here by the evening commute. We left a 20% chance for Saturday and Sunday. Saturday continues to trend pretty dry for us, but just to cover the bases, some of the long-range models have some rain in for early Saturday morning. And then late on Sunday, there could be a few isolated showers in our southern counties. And we'll take a closer look at that coming up at about 8:45. St. Patrick's Day forecast looking just fine, partly cloudy on Saturday. 10 a.m. is when the parade kicks off. Temperatures will be in the mid-60s, maybe a little bit breezy. And Jeff Hogan is the Grand Marshal, so wave as he walks by. We have some cold air that's been locked up in Canada that drops in on us starting early next week. And the coldest air will be with us around the middle of next week. But watch what happens. We stay in these blue color contours all the way through the end of the week and possibly beyond that. So the East Coast gets back to some colder temperatures for next week and possibly the week after that as well. So if you like these warm temperatures, get out and enjoy it. Again, not too bad over the weekend with mid-70s, but next week highs are in the 50s. And by Wednesday morning, we're back down to freezing. Michelle?
Thanks, Elizabeth. We are tracking multiple crashes this morning. The first one I want to tell you about is in Benson. It's a school bus crash. It's happening on Benson Hardy Road, which is the road right here. It is near the 40 and 95 merge. But we do have Sky 5 on the way there. We don't have any pictures yet. We are working to learn more how many people are involved in this, how many people are hurt. We will bring you that information as soon as we get it. Another crash I'm also following is in Clayton on U.S. Highway 70. We're learning of an overturned cement truck. Sky 5 will be heading to that scene right after the bus crash. So as soon as we get more information on both of these crashes, we will bring that to you live. Another crash I'm following this morning, a serious one, U.S. Highway 64 and Gannon Avenue. That's been there for about an hour. Working to learn if there are any injuries with that one. As soon as I do know that, I will let you know. I was tracking another crash on U.S. Highway 401. That one has cleared, which is some good news.
Michelle, thanks. Officials in Tennessee are looking into whether missing college student Riley Strain was overserved at a bar before he vanished. Strain has been missing since last Friday after reportedly getting kicked out of a bar in downtown Nashville. The Tennessee Alcoholic Beverage Commission is investigating whether the bar violated state law that prohibits serving alcoholic drinks to anyone who is visibly drunk. This comes after new surveillance video shows Strain struggling to walk around downtown the same night he disappeared. A vigil was held in his hometown in Illinois yesterday. A bill that could ban the popular social media app TikTok is now headed to the U.S. Senate. It passed the House on Wednesday at the U.S. Capitol, where you're looking live right now. The concern is that the parent company of TikTok, based in Beijing, could give Americans personal information over to China. We're hearing from local influencers who say that the ban could affect their livelihood and hurt businesses across the area.
So we actually use this platform not only to amplify, local businesses, but actually the brand deals that we have, that we've connected with as well.
Around 170 million Americans currently use TikTok. The influencers we spoke with tell us if the app is banned, they will likely move to other social media platforms.
Forever chemicals, known as PFAS, have been found in a North Carolina marina in White Oak, 30 minutes south of Fayetteville. PFAS are harmful to the environment, and studies have linked them to health problems like cancer. Duke environmental professor Dr. Lee Ferguson recently found PFAS in firefighting foams in marinas and dry stack storages for boats. He says it only takes a small amount to create a large contamination.
It doesn't take much firefighting foam to lead to, you know, a measurable contamination. And so that's actually one of the concerns that I have, is that, you know, the large quantities that are used in these fire suppression systems would really constitute a pretty significant source of PFAS if they were ever released.
The waterkeeper of the marina says the next step is to work on outreach to inform more about PFAS and the ways to safely remove them from your water.
If you struggle with sleep, you might want to head to your local farmers market. One in three adults does not get the recommended 7 to 9 hours of sleep. Five Under Side found that diets with higher fruit and vegetable intake, like the Mediterranean diet, can help improve sleep in a number of ways. They are low in saturated fat, added sugars, and high in fiber, which can help reduce inflammation, improve heart health, and help your body relax. One expert recommends improving your entire diet to make sure you get a good amount of sleep.
Sometimes see these sensational studies about certain miracle foods that can help you sleep better. But it's really wise not to focus on single foods. The best strategy is to think about improving your diet as a whole, both for your health and for your sleep.
Alongside the usual suspects like alcohol and caffeine, foods like red meat, sweets, and refined carbohydrates can get in the way of a good night's sleep.
The city of Raleigh's annual St. Patrick's Day Parade is just 2 days away, and it kicks off at 10 o'clock Saturday morning on Fayetteville Street. It will not have motorized vehicles. Last year's Christmas parade in November did not include vehicles either, and that's because of a series of events stemming from the death of 11-year-old Haley Brooks during the 2022 Raleigh Christmas Parade. WREL's Jeff Hogan will be the Grand Marshal for this year's St. Patrick's Day Parade.
We're about a month away from tax day, and if you have questions, you can get them answered for free next week. WREL and Five on Your Side is partnering with the North Carolina Society of Enrolled Agents for Tax Pros on Call. federally licensed tax professionals will take your calls and answer your tax questions for free. So get your questions ready for Tax Pros on Call. That's Tuesday from 4 until 7 p.m.
Another Powerball drawing without a winner pushes that massive jackpot to an estimated $600 million. A ticket in Georgia matched five of the six balls' regular numbers for last night's drawing. That's a $2 million win, but the grand prize is still on the line. So let's take a look at last night's winning numbers. We've got 21, 29, 54, 59, 62, and the Powerball was 4. The Power Play multiplier was 2. Your next chance to play will be this Saturday, and you can watch that drawing live at 11 p.m. on WREL.
Five teenagers are missing this morning after escaping from a Raleigh hospital. Next on Fox 50.
Get your car tuned to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It's 8:26. I'm Renee Chu. A very busy traffic morning. We are following several crashes for you. Michelle, let's start in Johnston County.
Yeah, Renee, we are tracking reports of an overturned concrete truck. This is happening on U.S. Highway 70 near Ranch Road. You can see the delays on the map there. We're hearing that this portion of the road will be closed until about 10 o'clock. We're hearing this is a pretty serious crash. So Sky 5 is on the way to the scene. As soon as Sky 5 gets there, we'll bring you live pictures. Another incident we are tracking is a school bus crash on Benson Hardy Road in Benson. We've just learned that this has cleared. Everybody is okay in that crash as well. Another one, crash with injuries, U.S. Highway 64 and Gannon Avenue. Working to learn more about that one. Elizabeth?
Looking at a nice day out there. Wilson at 42, Durham at Fayetteville looking at lots of sunshine, temperatures in the upper 40s. So pleasant temperatures this morning. It'll feel very much like it did this time yesterday. And the afternoon feels mild too. Lots of sunshine. We'll see temperatures really starting to warm up as we get closer to lunchtime. Lunchtime temperature mid 70s. We'll see a high of 80 degrees. But if you can't get out to exercise until the evening, temperatures are still in the 70s with low humidity. Just a gorgeous day.
Elizabeth, thanks. The DPS Board of Education will meet with the Durham Board of County Commissioners today, discussing how commissioners can help the school system solve pay problems with classified staff. Durham Public Schools is still working out next year's budget. It is working to guarantee salary increases for employees. Town leaders in Cary are expected to vote on a new affordable housing program at the town council meeting tonight. Stable Homes Cary targets people who are forced out of their homes by redevelopment. It will cover the cost of relocating people when there's large-scale redevelopment. We'll have much more news, weather, and traffic on Fox 50.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition, your number one source for local news. WREL News, coverage you can count on.
Even here at 8:30, it's on the chilly side with temperatures in the 40s for the most part as you step out the door. But we're still on track for potentially the warmest day this year as we get into the afternoon.
And this morning, the father of the teenager accused in the Headingham mass shooting is expected to appear in court. The charges he's facing in connection to his son's crimes.
And the Durham Public School Board is continuing its search for solutions in the pay issues for classified staff. It's meeting today with the county commissioners to try and work that out. A lot to tell you about here at 8:30. Thanks so much for sticking with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Chris Loving. I tell you what, it's really hard not to look behind us at Dix Park because it is such a beautiful start to the morning. Same story over at Wake Forest, Elizabeth. It has a really nice look for their start as well.
Every camera that I pull up looks absolutely gorgeous with these blue skies, low humidity, not much pollen, no mosquitoes yet. I mean, you know, these are the days for sure. Right now it is 47, so it's still cool as you're stepping out the door. Jacket will feel nice this morning, but by lunchtime, you'll be done with the jackets. Will climb into the mid-70s by noon. It is still 36 in Roxboro, 42 Rocky Mount, 43 Southern Pines, 47 in Fayetteville. But likely we hit the 9 o'clock mark and see the new numbers coming in. We'll start to jump on up into the 50s and then again 74 at lunchtime, 81 for a high this afternoon, and we stay in the low 70s all the way until around 8 or 9 o'clock this evening. So it's going to be lovely. Let's jump ahead to Friday because that's our next best chance for rain. This is lunchtime. We'll push it on ahead, and you can see once we get into the middle of the afternoon, we have just a little bit of light patchy rain. This is the new run of the computer model. It doesn't show quite as defined a line as we saw earlier, but just a few scattered showers that start to roll in around 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, a few sprinkles down south during the evening. So very light amounts of rain. We'll likely see a tenth of an inch or less. Now to our southwest, closer to Charlotte, there's a level one risk for severe storms. We're not seeing that in our viewing area. We could still see a few isolated showers for parts of the weekend. We'll take another look at that coming up. Michelle?
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth. Taking you out on the roads this morning, tracking a number of crashes. The first crash that I want to take you to in Johnston County, this is an overturned cement truck. You can see the backups on U.S. Highway 70. We're hearing this happened U.S. Highway 70 and Ranch Road. We're hearing that the road could be closed until about 10 o'clock this morning. Sky 5 is on the way to the scene. As soon as Sky 5 gets there, we will show you those pictures and bring you updates. Something else I am also tracking this morning, another crash happening in Capitol, U.S. Highway 64 and Gannon Avenue. We're hearing that this is a serious crash with injuries. Working to learn more about that. Not seeing any major road delays with that crash. Something else I am also tracking is a disabled vehicle on I-40 at U.S. 401. You can see it is causing a little bit of delay there. I do have a live picture. I-40 at South Saunders. Little pixelated here, but you can kind of make out that traffic is moving okay. Just a few backups this morning, so take your time if you're in that area.
Thank you, Michelle. Today, the father of the teenager accused of killing five people in a shooting rampage in Raleigh's Headingham neighborhood is facing a court date. Alan Thompson was set to face a judge on a misdemeanor charge of failing to store firearms to protect minors. Thompson's son, Austin, right here on your screen, who's now 16, faces five counts of murder in the October 2022 shooting spree. Alan Thompson's hearing was scheduled to start at 7:45 this morning. I just checked with our team. They say they are in the courtroom and they are going to let us know if Alan Thompson actually shows up.
Today, Durham school leaders will be taking the next step toward resolving their budget problems. They will meet with county commissioners to talk about ways to address their ongoing pay issues with classified staff. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is live in Durham this morning. And Kelsey, the school board is asking county commissioners for help in order to move forward with this. Renee, school board members will be meeting here in downtown Durham on Main Street with those county commissioners. This will be their first joint meeting since November. Hundreds of employees protested over ongoing pay issues back in January. Today, the school board will talk about their needs for next year's budget. Pay for classified employees is at the top of that list. Exact figures won't be discussed today. DPS is still waiting on a recommendation for a salary schedule model. Board Vice Chair Emily Chavez says there's already a mandate 3% salary increase for classified staff next school year. That increase is coming from the state. The question now is, how much can the county add to that?
I feel hopeful about it, and I think we have county commissioners who are supportive of education and want to see the best for our students. So it'll be good to be in the space and moving toward that goal.
Once the school district receives the salary schedule model, the superintendent will have to present a new budget. Interim Superintendent Caddy Moore is expected to do that on April 11th. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Durham.
Breaking news. Two people are hurt after a two-vehicle crash on Dixon Road in Durham. Durham police say the crash happened at about 11 last night between Martin Luther King Jr. Parkway and Alpine Road. This is video from Sky 5 of the scene hours later as crews were clearing the scene. Police say a car and a truck both ran off the left side of the road, and the car hit a ditch and flipped over. The truck hit a power pole and landed on its top. Both drivers were taken to the hospital with serious injuries. Police say speed was a factor.
I want you to look at the video on your screen right there. That is Eric Hernandez Mendez. He walked out of the courtroom at that moment to begin serving a life in prison sentence without the chance for parole. The jury delivered a guilty verdict in the death of Christina Matos, the NC State student who was stabbed to death in 2021. Her mother described the anguish she feels every day because her daughter is gone.
The evil, you know, have compassion for the only person that can help you. The only person that wants a good future for you. And listen to me, I never pardon you. Never, never.
Matos and Hernandez Mendez were married for 5 days before her murder. He called it a sham marriage to get his green card.
And happening now in the WRA Live Center, we're following some breaking news that Michelle has been talking about for the last hour or so. We'll take you live to these pictures, courtesy of Sky 5. This overturned cement truck there on US 70, not far from the Ranch Road exit. You can see that cement truck on its side. US 70, this section of US 70 down to one lane. Several emergency personnel on the scene trying to figure out exactly what happened. Here's what we've been able to confirm so far. A state trooper who was actually riding behind that cement truck saw a tire blowout, and as a result of that tire blowing out, the driver lost control, and of course you see the end result of the cement truck overturning there. Of course, we're asking questions about how the driver is doing and any other information that we can come up with. We'll be updating this story during this newscast or in the next hour of news right here on Fox 50.
Ken, thanks. This morning, we're hearing about concerns from parents of the minors who disappeared from Holly Hill Hospital in Raleigh. Five teenagers were reported missing after leaving the hospital without permission over the weekend. Parents say they have not been given updates from the hospital. The hospital says it's working with police to find them. Kristen Chavis Anthony says her 15-year-old son is among those missing. She said a detective told her the group of teens took a staff member's badge and then escaped.
What protocols do you guys have in place is that, like, one person could easily be, I guess, ganged up on by five teenagers? You know, I trusted this place with my child, and if I had known, you know, maybe we wouldn't be in this situation.
WRL also spoke with the mom of a teen who left Holly Hill 3 years ago. She's calling on the state to review its involuntary commitment process so parents have a greater voice in where their child stays.
NC State and Duke are gearing up for a quarterfinal showdown at the ACC tournament. The Wolfpack advanced again with a win over Syracuse last night. And WREL's Casey Hintz is in D.C., where top-seeded UNC will tip off for its first tournament game in just a few hours.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Casey Hintz inside Capital One Arena, where, oh boy, we've got a big day ahead of us. It all starts at noon when North Carolina finally opens its tournament play. The Tar Heels taking on Florida State. Now, having already claimed the ACC regular season title, Carolina has its sights set on the next banner.
I mean, we're desperate to win this tournament. It's something that nobody here has won, and we want to win it bad because it's a lot of things. First, we want to be able to hang another banner for the team, but also it affects our seeding in March. And obviously, the tournament isn't easy, so if we can make it as easy on us as possible in terms of getting a high seeding and things like that, that's what we want to do.
After that, our day will be just getting started. Duke also opening tournament play here. They'll be taking on NC State. Who would have thought the Pack would be here? They rolled past Syracuse last night, setting up a triangle quarterfinal.
All of our losses has been big for us. It's all been lessons. And, all we can do is hope we apply what we did from the first game into this game now.
You know, obviously there's a lot we can fix, and I don't really think we should look at this negatively. There's no time to. Like I said, it's postseason time now. We're guaranteed two more games, and that's the most important thing.
I'll have highlights and reactions from both games coming up later this afternoon on WREL. But for now, Casey Hintz, WREL Sports, Washington, D.C.
And Casey will have a live report from Washington, D.C. this evening with post-game press conferences and locker room reaction. Don't forget, WREL is your home for college basketball coverage in March.
Some Durham students won a statewide cooking competition. Just ahead, the dish that helped some Northern high school kids win first place.
And some exciting names were just announced for this year's Paris Olympics hosts. A look at the lineup for NBC broadcasts and some other changes coming to the 2024 Games.
And you're looking live at Pinehurst this morning. Look at all that sunshine, and it is going to be busy out there on the green. After the break, meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will tell us how long our streak of beautiful weather will last.
We're just just going to keep on spoiling all of you with these beautiful camera shots. This one from Lake Gaston. The sun is coming up, so you can clearly see the water a little bit better. You can see that house over there as well. It's a great way to start your morning. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, she also is kind of spoiled herself because she gets to see all the other cameras behind her today.
So I get to pick which ones you see, too. So, there's so many to choose from. They all look absolutely gorgeous. Sunshine in Goldsboro, clear skies in Apex and Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And, of course, Fayetteville there is our newsroom. Let's talk about the weekend. Today is going to be gorgeous, nothing but sunshine and a high of 81, 82 tomorrow. But tomorrow we see a cold front approaching. It's going to bring us a chance of just a little bit of scattered rain or an isolated thunderstorm during the afternoon tomorrow. Most of the weekend stays dry. We kept a 20% chance on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, there could be something lingering early in the morning, but most of the day stays dry. And then Sunday is the opposite. There could be an evening shower. But temperatures will remain in the 70s, even though it'll be cooler than today. Now, this system does have a history of producing some severe storms. Lots of lightning. We've had a number of severe thunderstorms. Matter of fact, right there is a tornado warning that's in effect just to the south side of this warm front. But all of that is headed northward, and we'll see this cold front dragging across our area. And you can see right now, there's not much rain associated with it. So it won't be much that we end up seeing tomorrow. At lunchtime, we may still be partly cloudy to mostly sunny. And then mid-afternoon, a few isolated showers, maybe a thunderstorm or two pops up. But I mean, the amount of rain for Friday is very light. It's likely that a lot of folks don't see any of it. The cold front comes through, and with it, there could be a few sprinkles during the evening and then very early Saturday morning. But by the time we get to 8 o'clock, we're done with it. There may be some lingering cloud cover in spots during the day on Saturday. Our severe weather threat on Friday is over here closer to Charlotte and the western part of the state. It doesn't include any part of our viewing area, but I just thought I'd show you just for reference, but still, I don't think we'll see it here. Let's jump on into Sunday. We start the day with some sunshine, but in the afternoon, the clouds begin to thicken up, and this version of Futurecast shows a little bit of light rain starting at around 5 or 6 o'clock, and again, the potential for a shower or two during the evening, but it keeps at least the daylight hours dry on Sunday. 30% chance Friday, 20 Saturday for early morning, and then 20% chance on Sunday for after sunset. How much rainfall total? Even though we'll have a chance for 3 days in a row, all total, it's likely to be around a quarter of an inch or less for the bulk of the viewing area. Checking out those temperatures, really warm. The first 80 degree days of the year today and tomorrow. Saturday and Sunday, we ratchet back into the 70s, and then 66 on Monday, and then 50s on Tuesday and Wednesday. It looks like we'll see freezing temperatures for Wednesday morning, and it remains either at or below normal for the rest of next week and perhaps the week beyond as well.
Love to see that. Thanks, Elizabeth. Drivers can now renew their driver's licenses at three grocery stores across the state. The new self-serve DMV kiosks are available at three Harris Teeter stores in Raleigh, Fayetteville, and Charlotte. A DMV representative demonstrated how to use the kiosk. It took him 3 minutes for him to get a duplicated ID. That kiosk allows people to renew their driver's license or a state ID, print a temporary ID certificate, and even tags. We found shoppers eager to try it out.
Will you use it?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I would encourage my friends that I know that are about to renew their license or get a license, whatever, I'd encourage them to try it out, too.
If I heard that it was reliable, you know, that you could actually go in and do what you wanted to do. So I don't need to be more frustrated.
The state DMV plans to add 20 more kiosks at stores across the state later this year.
Troopers are noticing a disturbing trend on the roads, driving while impaired by drugs.
And it's starting to take a drastic change.
WRL investigates what's behind the surge, and a team of law enforcement officers across the state are working to hold those drivers accountable. Look for that story tonight at 6 on WRL News.
UNC Health has signed a new long-term agreement with Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina. That is the state's largest health insurer. The deal provides stability and peace of mind for patients across the state. It's also in contrast to UNC's looming out-of-network situation with United. That contract expires April 1st.
And happening now in the WRA Live Center, we continue to follow this breaking news out of Johnston County. Sky 5 over the scene for the last half hour or so. You're looking at an overturned cement truck on US 70 bypass. This is not far from the Ranch Road exit there on US 70. You can see emergency personnel have one lane closed and just one lane of traffic is getting through, albeit slowly. You can see a tow truck driver, the workers, and other personnel there trying to decide exactly how to right this cement truck. Here's what we've been able to confirm. A state trooper was apparently riding behind this cement truck and saw the tire blow out on the cement truck, and that's apparently what led to the accident and the driver losing control. Of course, we're trying to find out what happened to that driver and how that driver is doing. We'll keep monitoring the situation for any new developments and look for updates in the next hour of news right here on Fox 50.
Ken, thank you. We're less than 5 weeks away from the start of the Olympic flame relay ahead of the Paris Games. The flame will be lit April 16th at the birthplace of the Olympic Games in Athens. From there, the first torchbearer will start an 11-day relay. The flame will be taken by ship to France and then cross the Atlantic, Indian and Pacific Oceans to visit six French overseas territories. The lighting of the Olympic flame will happen July 26th at the Games opening ceremony, and you can watch that on WRAL. Now, speaking of the opening ceremony, there will be some new faces hosting NBC's coverage of the ceremony in Paris. During an appearance on The Tonight Show, Mike Tirico announced he will host the ceremony alongside Peyton Manning and Kelly Clarkson. The new hosts won't be the only change to the broadcast this year. The traditional centerpiece of the opening ceremony, the parade of athletes, will be replaced by a flotilla. Dozens of boats carrying the athletes will sail on the Seine River to the foot of the Eiffel Tower. A team of junior chefs from Northern High School in Durham won the state's annual chef competition. This team of high school students competed against teams from across the state, creating recipes for school lunches. Northern High took first place. They made a healthier version of taquitos. They used sautéed chicken, spices, locally grown vegetables, wrapped them all up in a whole grain tortilla. And get this, they even created a homemade spicy chipotle dipping sauce to go with them. That sounds so good. The team now moves on to the regional competition in Tennessee in May. They are talented.
No, that's not nice. You can't just show us the food right now and not have it here to eat at the station. No, congrats to them. A new thriller coming from Jennifer Hudson. All new content for Swifties and this year's best country music. Here's Ashley Dvorkin with today's Hollywood Nation.
Oxygen levels at 20%. A sci-fi thriller, a Swift sing-along, and country music keeps award season rocking in today's Hollywood Nation.
Thank God every day for how he made her.
Nominees for the 2024 CMT Music Awards have been announced. Cody Johnson, Jelly Roll, Kelsey Ballerini, Lainey Wilson, and Megan Maroney lead with three nominations each. Jelly Roll was the most awarded artist at last year's ceremony. Ballerini hosts the fan-voted show, which airs live on CBS April 7th from Austin, Texas.
Welcome to the Eras Tour!
Break out the friendship bracelets. Taylor Swift The Eras Tour, Taylor's version, is on Disney Plus and brings its sing-along cinematic experience to the streamer with an additional four acoustic songs, including the tune Death by a Thousand Cuts.
Ma, we haven't seen a living thing in 3 years.
Jennifer Hudson stars in today's first looks with the apocalyptic thriller Breathe. The film is set on an Earth left uninhabitable due to lack of oxygen, where a mother and daughter living underground are forced into another fight for survival when a mysterious couple arrives. Breathe is in theaters on digital and on demand April 26th.
The Congress has sent me here.
Apple TV Plus debuted a look at Franklin, starring and executive produced by Michael Douglas. The eight-part limited series follows Benjamin Franklin in December 1776, embarking on a diplomatic mission to secure France as an ally in the American Revolution. The first three episodes premiere April 12th.
I'm here to help my country.
In Hollywood, Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
And before we go to break, here is a look at the winning lottery numbers, and we'll get another check on weather and traffic that is coming up next. You're watching WRAL News on Fox 50.